From a brilliant band, Heaven 17, we should have Martin Ware. Martin, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm very well. Martin, thanks for giving us a call for Big in the 80s. Who's asked you to call in, Marty?
Well, it's a charity called Under the Stars in Sheffield, actually, which I'm involved with, very close to my heart. It's a learning disabilities-friendly nightclub, believe it or not, and I do some DJing for them occasionally.
You came in recently. I know you do. You had a show for a month on Absolute 80s. You did a live session for us as well. You guys are still doing stuff, aren't you?
Oh, we're all over the place. I mean, we're heavily programming and preparing at the moment for these two huge shows we've got at the Roundhouse. There's Hem 17. We're doing Luxury Gap, our biggest album, live for the very first time on the 14th of October at the Roundhouse. And that's going to be in 3D sound, which is the world's first ever rock gig.
Explain 3D. What's 3D sound then? Because the Roundhouse, I've been to the gigs before, is a great venue. It's fantastic.
Well, I've been working with Vince Clark. There's another 80s legend here.
Yeah.
Over the last 10 years with a company called Illustrious. And we create three-dimensional sound installations around the world. It's basically like surround sound you get in a cinema.
Yeah.
But it's got height as well. So you can create kind of 3D sounding objects that move through people's bodies and heads and everything.
What?
So we're going to be actually knocking people's socks off, literally. Not literally. You know what I mean? But this is something unique, and even if it was just an art installation, I'd recommend you went to it. But combined with the fact it's Luxury Gap as well, you know.
I loved your debut album, Penthouse and Pavement. That's a great album.
Yeah, we toured that last year. That was a massive success. We're also doing, it's kind of like a mini festival on the 15th, the following night, on the Saturday night, we're doing the 30th anniversary of my production company, BES, which is where Hemmer 17 all started. And we've got loads of guest singers from Ellie, from LaRue, and Shingy from the Noisettes. We've got too many DJs doing a special 80s set. We've got
The Soul Wax Boys are going to do an 80s set,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah,
they're brilliant live, very good.
Yeah, Kim Wilde, Green Gartside, Midgeur, Sandy Shaw, who was on the very first BF album in 1981. Glenn, of course, Polly Scattergood. We've got a load of talent, and there's still some tickets left, amazingly. So if anybody fancies it, it should come down.
I'm sure they will. Yeah, tell me something, right? You know the single, We Don't Need This Fascist Groove Thing?
Yeah.
Was that also another song that Mike Reed, not only did he bar, everyone knows that he banned Relax, but didn't he ban that as well?
He did, yes. I don't know how he had the power to ban it, but basically he flagged it up and then the BBC...
Where did he get off? He did you guys.
Well,
it's a different world now,
isn't it? I mean, nobody would blink. But
no.
In those days, the BBC was incredibly sensitive, and we did actually call Reagan a fascist god in motion, you know. Because he just got elected.
Yeah.
And we were all a bit scared at that time about what was going to happen to the world, because we all thought we were going to get blown to bits, didn't we?
Oh, you remember like CND and all those movements were really powerful, and Trident missiles and all the stuff going on.
It was scary, wasn't it? Yeah, it was genuine fear at the time.
Yeah, no, I remember that. Now, listen, Martin, how would you describe the 80s in one word?
I've thought about this, because I was listening to your show earlier. And I think it's party.
With loads of A's?
With about five A's.
Listen, thank you so much for giving us a call this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure.
And please, spread the word. You know, all the people you've got performing on your bill, any 80s legends out there? I don't think there's an 80s forum.
Spread the word, but I mean, it's going to be some gig, and both nights are going to be incredible.
What's the website if people want to get tickets and they're listening? Because that's a cracking lineup, and to come down for the gig in 3D.
I mean, you just go to the Roundhouse website or Ticketmaster. They're all over the place. Yeah, I mean, these are one-off gigs. We cannot reproduce these gigs anywhere else. So if people think we're going to come up to Sheffield or I don't know Glasgow or something, we'd love to. But this is such a big thing for us. We encourage people to.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a riot. We've got so many interesting people coming down as well.
Brilliant. Martin, thank you very much for giving us a call. Good luck with the gig, OK?
Thanks so much, mate.